ونستغفره. نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. أبريز الله سبحانه وتعالى. And he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation, an addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are in a state of Al-Islam. My khutbah today is few verses from Surah At-Takwir. It's related to the Quran. Surah number 81, Surah Al-Infitar, excuse me, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَلَا أُقُسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ الْجَوَارِ الْكُنَّسِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسَ وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسَ إنه لقول رسول كريم. إنه لقول رسول كريم ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين مطاع ثم أمين وما صاحبكم بمجنون ولقد رآه بالأفق المبين وما هو على الغيب بضنين وما هو بقول شيطان الرجيم فأين تذهبون فأين تذهبون؟ إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين، ذكر للعالمين لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم، وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين. Again, this is Surah At-Takwir, Surah number 81. Surah At-Takwir. And this one of the surahs which is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us, من أراد أن ينظر إلى القيامة إلى يوم القيامة فليقرأ سورة التكوير. If you want to observe the day of judgment, if you want to see the scenes and what's going on in the day of judgment, this one of the surah that you need to read it to tell you how serious is that day, the day of judgment. Although that the surah talks about the day of judgment and the defense and the scenes that will be taking place on the day of judgment, it also deals with very important subject, the subject of the Quran, the foundation of the Islam, the words of Almighty Allah, the hidayah, the guidance that came for all mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah is swearing, and Allah has the right to swear with anything that he want or he wish from his creation. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by something, it's for you to pay attention and observe it and see that the mighty of Almighty Allah and the ability of Almighty Allah and the power of Allah in his creation. So when you see the mighty of Allah in his creation, now you know about the greatness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who had seen the Quran, the one who spoke the Quran, the one who had revealed the Quran. Allah the Almighty is saying in Surah number 81 what the meaning is. So verily I swear by the planets that disappear during the day and appear during the night, and I swear by the planets that move swiftly and hide themselves, and by the night as it departs, and by the dawn as it brightens. Verily this is the Quran, the word of Almighty Allah, brought by the most honorable messenger, Jibreel alayhi salam, from Almighty Allah to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honor of power and high rank with Allah, the angel Gabriel, the Lord of the throne, obeyed by the angels in the heavens, and trustworthy, i.e. the angel Gabriel alayhi salam. And all people, your companion, i.e. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is not a madman. And indeed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had saw Jibreel in the clear horizon towards the east. And he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was hold not a knowledge of the unseen, and the Quran is not word of a outcast shaitan, devil. Then where are you going? Verily this Quran is no less than a reminder to all al-alameen, i.e. mankind and jinn, to whomsoever among you will to walk straight. And you cannot will unless it be that Allah is will, the Lord of Al-Alameen. What's this saying to us? What's the message? After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already swear by the stars, by the planets, these things doesn't move like this by itself, and how Allah makes it appear and disappear. It's there, you don't see it by the day, he said by the night. And also for you to reflect how the night comes and covers everything with its darkness, And how after this it departs, and slowly, slowly, the morning and the day comes and breathes into the life. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسَ. After Allah swear and tell you by all the planets and all the stars, He say, indeed, this is this Quran, this is the word. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. Please close the door. Please close the door. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. This saying and this statement being carried out by honorable messenger. It started from Allah, the Almighty, to the angel Gabriel alayhi salam, to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The golden chain, if you want to use this term. The source is Allah, and the messenger to another messenger, and both of them are trustworthy, honorable, well respected in the heaven as well as in the earth. The angel Jibreel heard it from Allah, transferred and taken to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the selected men, the selected by Allah, the Sahaba, and from the Sahaba to the Tabi'een, and from the Tabi'een to the Tabi'een, and from generation to generation until it reached us, mouth by mouth, from mouth to ear, word by word, and verse by verse, and a surah by a surah, and a book by a book. The whole chain is connected, no breakdown in the chain. إِنَّهُ verily, this Qur'an is a statement being transferred by honorable, well-respected, well-obeyed. Whenever he wants to come with the revelation, nothing can stop him, nor any other angels. He has this authority that Allah has given to him to be obeyed. The chief of all the angels, Muta'im. And after this, he is obeyed, and he is a trustworthy. He has not got to hear a few words, or few letters, or few verses. Sometimes while he's coming down with the message. So don't worry about it, the way he heard it, the way he got to deliver it. And nobody can snatch something from him, because he has been maintained with power and authority. He is muta'a. And thumma ameen, trustworthy. Muta'in thumma ameen. وَمَا صَحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ. Now after the message had reached to the earth, and Jibreel already brought it down, what is the problem? The receiver on the earth is well respected by non-Muslims as well Muslims before Islam and after Islam. Muhammad is not a crazy man. Muhammad is not a madman. Muhammad did not have some bad dreams while he's sleeping. Muhammad, what he's saying to you, he's awake. He maintains his mind. He knows what he's saying. And Allah called him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, take it easy, don't worry. You only a means of transferring this information. لا تحرك لسانك لتعجل به. إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا جَمْعَهُ وَقُرْآنَهُ. فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَهُ ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا بَيَانَهُ. Muhammad, when Jibreel come to you, don't rush repeating with them, listen. Listen, let Jibreel say it and listen. Don't worry. Why is Kirmah? You're not going to miss any word or any letter. Because it's not your Sheikh Muhammad. We met you only as a means of transferring this knowledge. It is our job, i.e. Almighty Allah, that will collect it and explain it. So when we read it, you listen to it. And we're going to even collect it and explain it. فإذا قرأناه فاتبع قرآن ثم إن علينا بيان. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care of everything. What are you thinking about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being touched by a jinn? Because he says these words to you that you never heard it before? What are you thinking that he copied it from the previous books? Do you see anything similar to this in the Bible, in the Torah, in the Injil? Let's assume that it has some similarity. They say 2 plus 4, 2 plus 2 plus 1 equal to 5. So which one is greater, is the 5 or the 2? Which one is greater, the 5 or the 2? So probably. But what about the information that in the Quran that not exist in any book before? So Muhammad had 5, he didn't have only 2. If you copy from the Bible, you will have the same information in different words. But now the Quran contains some of what used to be before, an addition as an evidence and a proof to this. Where is the economic system in the Bible? Where is the political system in the Bible? Where is the social system in the Bible? Could not find it. So all it says is Muhammad borrowed from the previous books. What about the addition, from where he got it? And it's working. It's working very good. And nobody can compete with it. Because, listen, وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ. Your companion is not a madman. He's not touched by the jinn. What he says is from Allah and came through the angel Jibreel, which is Mutala al-Amin. And after this came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying after a few verses, in verse number 25, say, وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. It's not fitting for the shaitan to make him up something similar to this. Why is the shayateen is not making anymore if they did the Quran? وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. The Quran is not a shaitanic term, the shaitanic words. The shaitan could not even listen or to whisper, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ. Indeed, we have beautified and created the lowest heaven with lamps, lights, and also we make it as a missile for the shaitan. They could not come closer and listen. So the whole revelation is protected from A to Z. So, وَمَنْ هُوَ بِقَوْلِ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. This Quran is not made by man, it's not a crazy man, it's not a shaitanic word. So where are you going? فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. Where are you going? It's nothing of the truth except falsehood. Democracy, communism, Arabism, socialism, Orthodoxy. Where are you going? Everything is the Quran. There is nothing except the good in the Quran. There is nothing except the civilization in the Quran. There is nothing but a good and a good over good over good. Excellence in everything. So Allah is saying, it's not a madman, neither is it a statement of a shaitan. Where are you going, people? Man, nations, community, yesterday and today and tomorrow, where are you going? Did you find any book can be better than this? Did you find any system can be better than the system of your Islam? Where are you going? Allah's concerned about you. Why are you breaking your back? Why are you wasting your time? It's here. It's in your hand. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ SubhanAllah, where are you going? You don't need anything else. You don't need anything else. You don't need Bible, you don't need the Torah, you don't need the Injil, because the summary of all these books be contained in the shortest surah in this Quran. It's already here, an addition. And as we stated before, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Umar reciting and reading from the Bible or from the Injil, he said, what's wrong with you, Umar? Wallahi laqad jibtukum biha bayda'a naqiyya, or kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, amutahawikuna antum ya ibn al-Khattab? What's wrong with you? I came with it, it's pure and clean, like the break day, like the dawn, everything. What's wrong with you? ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. What you looking for? Hidayah, guidance, and everything. Family life, social life, economic life, political life. هدى للمتقين. If you want, the Hidayah is there. It's not in any place else. Everything is evidence for the Quran, that from Rabb al-Alameen. Did you see any other guidance, any other place? In America, in China, they try all kinds of things man-made. Philosophy, thinkers, everything they try. Did it work? Show me one example in any so-called super country that their own system had worked. Failure in everything. The greatest of all of them are in debt. Because the usury is eating them up. What is this Quran for? It's a reminder. For the Arab? For the black people? All mankind, black and white, male and female, for families, for societies, for everything in all the avenues. As Allah said, مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Indeed, we didn't neglect anything. Everything in the book. Tell me what you want. It's there. You don't see it there? Maybe you need to clean your glasses a little bit and look. It's there. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge. It's there. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمَ. Indeed, this is a reminder for all mankind, those who would like to walk straight. You want to be fair? You want to be good? You want to be right? This is the Quran. You want to be crooked? You want to steal? You want to transgress? You want to be a bad person, a bad society? Found something else from, different from the Quran. Allah says, لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ. If you really want to be a good person, a good husband, a good wife, a good family, a good imam, a good community, a good society, is in the Quran. Not in any place else. So turn away from the Quran because they don't want to go as Sirat al-Mustaqim. Because they want to grab this and eat this and kill this and that's it. Nafs. The real desire taking them to transgress by all means and all avenues. They don't want to be mustaqim. If they want to be on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, they follow this Quran. Somebody say, you claiming that this Quran, you understand, and it is from the Quran, and telling me, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ وَمَا تَنَزَّلَتْ بِهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَمَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ وَإِنَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّمْعِ مَعْزُولُونَ. Everything is definitely from the Quran. You could not, it's not fair. Give me something else. You want something else? Yes, I'll give you something else to tell you this from Allah. And the after you believe it is from Allah and you don't go by the Quran, you're in a big trouble in this dunya and the hereafter. Look to Surah number 15, verse number 9, Surah Al-Hijr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. I'm showing you the miracle. I'm showing you the hand of Jesus. I'm showing you the stick of Moses. I'm showing you the ark of Noah. I'm showing you all the miracles in this verse. Allah says, I send the Quran. I send the Quran. Brother, this is the claim. Look to the evidence. Look to the proof. Now it's not a claim anymore. After I hear the end of the verse, Allah says, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ وَإِنَّ لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. With all this ta'keed, say, I will protect this Quran. Here is the challenge. Here is a miracle. Here is a miracle of all the previous miracles and the present miracles. What it is? Allah said, I will protect the Quran. Is the Quran protected or not? Now, if the Quran is protected, this Quran is from Allah because He made this claim. If it's not protected, so it's not from Allah, and this was nothing but a claim. And anybody can claim anything. But if we see the evidence, now you have to submit. Now you fall in prostration and say, Amantu billahi rabbil alameen. Allah has protected the Quran. فَحَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى لُغَةً وَكِتَابَةً وَتَفْسِيرًا وَحَمَلًا. By all means, Allah has protected this Quran. By words, by writing, by explanation. The language of the Quran, they call it the life language. This is the only language that every book came with that's still alive. And this can be a challenge to any Muslim or non-Muslim. Where is the Injil? The language of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. Where is it? Who's speaking Aramaic today? Which country does he speak Aramaic? Tell me. It's not exist. The language is dead. The original language of the Bible is dead. But the language of the Quran, the way إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا. Indeed, we had revealed the Arabic Quran from day one. Allah is saying that is the Arabic Quran. It is the Arabic or not? Here. This is the Quran in Arabic. All what you see, footnote to the side, all the things is a footnote explanation. But it is the Quran here. You have it in Urdu, but it still says the Arabic here. You got the interpretation in French, but it still says the Arabic there. And bring the Quran from any place, any country, printed by Muslims or non-Muslims, and say, open Surah number 6, verse number 145, and ask every person to read from his own Quran that printed in his own country by a Muslim or non-Muslim. 6:145. قُلْ لَا أَجِدُ فِي مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ مُحَرَّمًا عَلَىٰ طَعِيمٍ يَطْعَمُ. It has to be the same word. It has to be the same foul. It has to be the same everything. It's a challenge. Allah says, I will protect it. Bring two Quran in the whole world. You could not. It's not this only, Allah is not only saying kitab. So Allah promised from the first day when we come drop by drop, verse by verse, that it's going to be a kitab. Do we have it as a book? Yes. Because Allah intended for it to be a book and going to be protected. And look, the Quran is not only written. How many people memorize the Quran? Children, 11 and 12 years old, memorize the whole Quran. They memorize the whole Quran. So Allah also protected by tongue, that from a person to a person to a person, all the generation. Did he ever hear about one single person memorize his holy book in the way. You could not find single man under the sun say, I memorized the book that revealed to Moses or the book that revealed to Jesus. No way. And if he says so, ask him which book. Which book? Because they don't have one book. They have different books, different version, different language. But regardless, whatever footnote you got, you still have it in Arabic and the same words, and you can even look to the same vowels. The greatest scholar can stand here to lead your prayer, and he will make a one single vowel, not a jumbo word, vowel. The little kid will correct him. Subhanallah. Allah said it. Allah said the truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will protect it. Is it been protected? فَأَيْنَ تَبْحَبُونَ. Where else are you going? Why are you looking right and left? There is no any system can give you something better than the Quran. There is no one can give you guidance better than the Quran. So, فَأَيْنَ تَبْحَبُونَ. Where are you going? Why are you killing and tempting and generation after generation, wasting their time and their effort? Looking, let's look, maybe democracy will be better for us. The other country, only let's see, maybe socialism will be better than us. Everybody making their own ism and they try, and mankind and the society became like a field. They test the things on the people, they didn't work or not work. Let's try to get the woman more. Let's try to get what you give. Allah has given. Allah is Al-Mu'ti and He's the best giver. This is the book which Allah said, La Raiba Fi. No shak, no doubt. And you could not get something better than this. Because Allah said, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. And He said, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who's better in speech than Allah? And who's more truthful in the statement of Allah? No way. Muslims, wake up and praise Allah and thank Allah for the Quran. And carry your obligation towards the Quran. And thank Allah for the great blessings that He has protected the book of guidance for you and make it there for you at all time, wherever you go. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. Indeed, this is a statement of an Arab messenger. مُطَاعٍ ثَمَّ أَمِينٍ وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونٍ. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said what the meaning is. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ آخَرِينَ. Indeed, Allah raised nations with this book. Why he put other nations down as a result of neglecting the book? Whenever you speak to this Quran, this is when Allah lifts you up. And when Arab, Muslims, white, black, whatever, neglect this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put them down. So if you want to be successful, and if you're looking for happiness and victory, go back to the Quran. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, is a lot to say about the Quran, but as I always telling you, the khutbah is not a time to teach and to preach, is only to remind. So when you go home after this, that you do your homework. And it's something only like alarm clock to wake you up so you can get ready for your serious job. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this best nation because He gave them the best Quran. Whenever they hold up to this Quran and whenever they act according to this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them the upper hand. And whenever they neglect this Quran, only using it when somebody die, now Allah will make them die while they are alive. جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله أي الناس أحب إلى الله وأي الأعمال أحب إلى الله؟ فقال المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب الناس إلى الله أنفعهم للناس، وأحب الأعمال إلى الله عز وجل سرور تدخله على مسلم. إما أن كنت the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said O prophet of Allah, what is the best people among mankind and what is the best deed that loved by Allah? You ask about the most dearest people to Allah and the most dearest deed before Allah. Says the most, the dearest people to Allah, those who are more beneficial to the slave servants of Allah. And the best deed that you do and loved by Allah is the pleasure that you bring it to the Muslim. We have a mission here, my dear respected brothers and sisters, that we need to struggle and compete with each other for how we make ourselves by whatever means that Allah giveth us assistance for others. And we have to try our best to how we bring a pleasure to a Muslim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the avenues so wide for those who compete and those who wish for Jannah. We have a small situation here in Columbia, South Carolina, as we understand that about 15 at least families from Somali that have been brought to this country, and that the mosque has sponsoring one of these families. There is needs for this family. And today we have opportunity for sisters who would like to help. The mother of these children, she has to attend English classes because she doesn't know the language that required to communicate with the people here and for her to support her family in the future, inshallah. She has to attend the classes. We are asking some volunteers, especially among the sisters, to volunteer 2 hours a week, once a month. This is all what we ask. 2 hours. You go to the house of the lady while she will go to get her class in English, and in the same time you try to tutor the children while they are home. We ask you to give your names for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to volunteer in this right cause. This part of our belief, this part of our Islam. We need to bring a pleasure to this Muslim family. We need to do something pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to get the reward and the blessings. And if there is any brothers also available, inshallah, if we don't have enough sisters, we will take names for the brothers. So please kindly today drop in the charity box your name, or give it to me or Sister Sophia or Sister Nuzat if they are here. If none of the people available to take your name, please drop it in the charity box. You cannot drop your check also in the charity box, it's no problem. But today especially we're calling about, we need a volunteer. All what we're asking you, 2 hours for a whole month. This is all what we're asking for you. The lady has to go 3 times a week to receive her education in English language. So we're asking, inshallah, as many sisters to volunteer for this cause. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and continue in His blessing and shower you all. And أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا
in English language. So we asking inshallah as many sisters to volunteer for this cause. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and continue in His blessing and shower you all. And أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا